Amen. Is anyone else hot? I am so alive. It's just warm, isn't it? You're hot, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, we're all a bit hot, absolutely. But the thing is, you know what the problem is? The problem is, it's not anything to do with you who are under 20. But the problem is, as you get older, we're either too hot or too cold. So when it comes to church, people are like, it was cold in the church this morning. Or, oh, it was too hot in the church this morning. Never happy. I don't know how many of you that I've met before. I think I met some of you when I was here back in September. So I probably met some of you in September. My name's Fiona, and I'm going to be the minister here. I hope that's okay. Is that okay? It's okay. But you know, I don't know anything about Kilmarnock at all. Nothing. That's the last, is it? And is that what's that called, that place? Is that a park in Kilmarnock? That's where you live. You live near there. Fantastic. Anything else? And you don't need to be under 20. Anyone can contribute to this discussion. Anything else you'd like to tell me about Kilmarnock? Anything at all about Kilmarnock? Anything. It was a hive of industry. Making
t-shirts.
Oh my goodness! Right. So it used to be a hive of industry.
Not anymore.
Okay. Anything else? What was that saying? Somebody spoke about Ronnie Hamilton. Where is he? He's there. Well, it's interesting that you should mention the football team. I got a present 2 days ago. Do you want to look inside and fill it out? Is that for you? Now, I have to tell you, I'm going to be honest about this. If I was at a church in Glasgow, I would not be doing this talk this morning. I just want to make that perfectly clear. Look what I got. Isn't that fantastic? Now, I was going to put it on, but if I put this on, just say I'm going to faint with the heat, so I'm not going to put it on. But the reason that I got the scarf is my very good friend Lorraine, who's been with me, helping me unpack, has her cousin Jarrett, who's up from England. And she loves football. She supports Tottenham, Ronnie. I know. But they did win yesterday. But she wanted to see your famous football ground. And while they were there, they went in and bought me a secret present of a scarf. So when you take me there, Ronnie, I'll be ready for the action. But it was interesting because one of the things that I noticed on the scarf was, I suppose you call it the emblem, don't you, of the football team. And is your daddy going to the football? Your daddy's going today. I bet your daddy's going today. I bet for a week, look at this one. Your daddy's going today, so those are all the people that are going to run out of church early this morning. Anyway, so this word here, confidimus, that's Latin. And I know that some of you know, but don't shout out just yet. Does any of our younger folk in church know what that Latin word confidimus means? No, probably even it's a bit, it means, well, we'll see if an adult, we'll ask if you know, and then we'll see some,
Confidence.
No, but that's not a bad guess. Confidence is not a bad guess. Does anyone in the church know? We trust, yeah. That word means we trust. And I was really inspired. Photograph time. Hugh's going to throw up a photograph for us. There's your team. And it's not the best picture in the world, but some of your footballers there, and it says, together we are stronger. Now, I'm sure that's true for a football team, but it's true for the church family as well. That's why we do church. We come together like this, because we're stronger when we're together, because we have friendships with people, exactly. We have friendships with people, and people can help us and listen to us. They can talk to us and pray for us and be with us. I would like to, I met a wonderful lady yesterday. I met lots of wonderful, people yesterday. But I met Fiona, come join me, Fiona. Fiona Kendall is of course a member of your congregation here, and you sent Fiona out from here back in January, I believe. And meeting Fiona yesterday made me think of how, as Christians across the world, we're stronger when we do things together. And I'm just going to ask Fiona to say a few words. Over to you.
Good morning, everyone. It's great to see you again. And yes, I was nobbled by Fiona yesterday. I didn't expect to be saying anything this morning. I'm back as a surprise for my mum, whose birthday it was yesterday. And I suppose really what I wanted to do was just give you a tiny update. And for the people who don't know me, I'm a Church of Scotland mission partner. I'm your mission partner. And the Church of Scotland is not just about looking after people here in this congregation in Kilmarnock in Scotland, but in the world, because we have a message for the whole world, a message of justice and of love. And so the Church of Scotland sends people out to live that, and I'm one of those folk, and it's my delight to have been sent to Italy. A mission partner works in partnership with another organisation, and I'm working in partnership with the Federation of Protestant Churches in Italy, and specifically working with their Mediterranean Hope project, which is a programme for refugees and migrants. And we work directly with refugees. We work also to try and lobby for change in migration policy. And we work to try and offer a different story about migration, an alternative to the rhetoric of hatred and xenophobia that we often see in the world. And so I want to tell you all that I am loving my role in Italy, absolutely loving it, totally inspired by the people that I work with, very happy to be living there, and just feeling so blessed to have the opportunity to be out there and doing that work. And I wanted to say thank you to all of you, because you have all been so supportive to me from the commissioning service, but onwards. Some of you have been emailing, some of you have been praying, the blogs which I've been writing have been published often in the magazine, and I really appreciate that. I appreciate that you're talking about Mediterranean Hope and the issues of migration and raising awareness in the world about what's going on. All of these things are expressions of solidarity, and they're really appreciated, not just by me, but by the people that I work with, and most of all by the refugees themselves who benefit from that. And just to finish, for those of you that do read the blog, you'll know that there's a refugee, an asylum seeker in Piedmont at the moment called George, who is waiting for a decision about his asylum application. And when I wrote the blog a couple of weeks ago, I didn't know the date of his big interview with the Territorial Commission. I now know, he texted me last week, it'll be the 7th of November. So if you're willing to pray for George and for other asylum seekers who've got those big interviews for a fair hearing, I'd be really grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Stevie. Right, are we a young church? What are we? Young church, you want to come up here with me? I'm going to stand in a circle up here. And Fiona's going to come and be part of the circle. And we're going to join hands, or just stand in a circle. Can we manage that? And I know when you're a bit older, young church before, but we want you here to come, please. It's the first Sunday, go on, thank you. I promise I won't make it again, okay? So we're going to stand in a circle like this, and we're going to pray for Fiona, and we're going to pray that God would help us all to feel stronger together in his love. Is that cool? You don't want to hold hands, it's okay, but if you do, it would be nice. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the family of God throughout the world. We thank you for the expression of that family of God here in Kay Park. But we thank you too that you lead us into the world to be strong for you and share your love with others. And Lord, we thank you for Fiona here this morning, and we pray for her and all the work that she's doing with her colleagues, with all those who need to know your love and compassion. Lord, may the world see in us that love is stronger than hate. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brilliant. Give Fiona a hug, those of you who'd like to give Fiona a hug. Brilliant. That is fantastic. Thank you so much to you and thank you to Fiona. Brilliant. Thank you. Another make of me? Yes! Look, there's two Fiona's this morning. Indeed. Absolutely. Brilliant. Let's sing a lot of heaven together.